A lot of people traveling between now and the start of the new year. A lot of those will be flying. We have more now about a topic we've been exploring all week here on the radio and at WTOP.com. Can you find love at the airport or even on the plane? There's that new dating site we've been talking about, meetattheairport.com.
Dimitri gets on the phone with relationship expert Andrea Sirtash, who's written Cheat on Your Husband with Your Husband, to talk about the potential for love in the air.
I think we have to cast a wide net when we're single and be open to meeting people in all kinds of strange places. And definitely during a layover or a long flight, it's a great way to occupy time. So the upside is meeting new people and occupying your time while you're waiting. The downside, I think, is that this may encourage some cheaters to come out and play.
Yeah, you know, Andrea, I don't want to go so far as to use the word sleazy, but there are certainly opportunities for some untoward behavior.
I think if a cheater is going to cheat, he or she will cheat and find a way. But there are definitely tools making it a little easier for people to find opportunities. And the airport and airplanes, for that matter, it's really an alternate universe where you may not think about the consequences. You're kind of transported into a different time and place. And there's something very romantic about that. And we tend to be a little uninhibited. We open up to strangers far more than we would if we were just meeting them on the ground.
And there is this new website, or fairly new one, meetattheairport.com. And the founder of it says, you know, you're at a place where, you know, you need to show two forms of ID, and you're going through x-ray machines, metal detectors, scanners. So there is actually a certain security. That's at least the selling point from this person who's running the website. You know people who have met on the plane. Are their relationships alive to this day?
Yes, absolutely. I know a couple in L.A. who met on a cross-country flight, and they have a couple kids. And I think it's very romantic because, you know, on their first blind date, they shared dinner and a movie. and, you know, you are in this little bubble where you can't really hear anything happening around you. So there's something extremely intimate about that.
It is. And there's the adventure of travel. I know less so for business travelers who are just trying to get to the next meeting or whatever. Well, any final thoughts about this? I guess be careful. That's a good rule of thumb for any kind of dating.
Any kind of dating, absolutely. You want to stay open, but you also want to be cautious. So it's still a stranger. If you meet someone and you're on a long flight, you may learn a lot about the person, but you still haven't seen that person in his or her environment, and you don't maybe know the full picture.
Good advice. I think the other thing is, for most of us, especially, let's say, on a long international flight, you may have this hours-long conversation with someone, but, you know, when the plane lands and it's time to get your carry-on and move on, then you just say goodbye, and that was that. It doesn't necessarily lead to more.
It doesn't necessarily, and sometimes it will, and sometimes it will be a new friend or a new business contact you've made. Remember that these are still strangers.
Let's move on to the holidays. Are people getting together right now for the sole purpose of having somebody to be with, you know, standing next to the Christmas tree at the party, or to have someone to kiss when the clock strikes 12 on New Year's Eve?
Ironically, this is the highest time for breakups, actually. So that dips on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, of course, that no one wants to be the Grinch who stole love in Christmas. but these are the weeks that people who don't see long-term future potential with their partner break it off, because they don't want to expose the person to all the friends and family and everything that goes along, all the expectations that go along with the holidays. This is also a time of engagements. So engagements peak at this time. So breakups and engagements are happening now.
What a magical time of year.
Yes.
What if your relationship is just fine, or at least you believe so, but it is being strained by these holiday pressures?
I think it's about setting expectations, boundaries, and communicating your needs. I mean, if you've just started dating, I think there shouldn't be an expectation that you're going to go to 47 family events with the new person you're hanging out with. That's far too much pressure for everybody. So you may want to have, it can be a light conversation about, you know what, I'm not going to expose you to my crazy Aunt Betsy this year, but come by maybe the next day for a cup of hot cocoa, and, you know, just keep it light and fun. No need to put the pressure on that you have to do everything together and meet the extended family.
Now, with some of these breakups happening, is there an opportunity there? I know that's almost like a Machiavellian thought, but, you know, if you don't want to swoop in and bother someone who's just gone through a breakup, but is there a dating opportunity at this time of year?
Absolutely. I actually think the holidays are one of the greatest times to meet new people, because when else do you have so many events and holiday parties, and it's so romantic everywhere with the lights and the skating. So take advantage of that, all the people who are out and feeling merry.
You know, I thought that the breakups would come sometime in January.
Well, it actually it's starts just right before Thanksgiving at the end of November. And then it goes straight through until March because there are different moments. Like you said, there's the new year and then there's Valentine's Day. So people find different points during which to leave a relationship. But I think they know Thanksgiving is kicking off a long holiday season and generally a lot of people get out then.
Was there something that struck you this past year like, wow, I never thought of it that way before, or that's new to me?
Well, I'm just more and more aware of the role that technology is playing not only in our lives but in our relationship. And I think it has amazing power to connect us, and it also has amazing power to disconnect us. So I'm more aware and conscious than ever with these growing social networks, and our time on these networks and on the internet and just on our screens on mobile has increased tremendously every year. And so I'm trying to be more conscious. I've woken up spooning my cell phone, so I'm trying to be more conscious of creating some boundaries with technology. The best relationship advice I heard from an 85-year-old woman I interviewed, she said, the most important thing you can offer in a relationship is your presence. And I try to think of that whenever I can.
Relationship expert Andrea Sirtash, author of He's Just Not Your Type, and That's a Good Thing.